Bristol Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Touche, the beforehand lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show. With Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friends, Billy Gray, Leonard Susan's orchestra, the sportsman, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring Eddie Cantor.
Eddie, I'm glad you're back from your bond tour. How was Chicago?
Oh, Chicago was wonderful. We broadcast from the naval exhibit there, and Harry, I saw all of our new weapons. New torpedoes, PT boats, landing craft, bombing, submarines. Believe me, Hitler isn't dead. He's hiding.
Well, look. I understand that you made 12 speeches in 3 days.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, but I just couldn't stand that Chicago wind.
Too much competition, huh?
Wait a minute. No kidding, Harry. The wind was so strong in Chicago, it knocked off my glasses and they broke. And what do you think happened?
What?
You know how nearsighted I am?
Yeah.
I kissed the mad Russian on the back of the neck and said to Nora Martin, why don't you get a shave?
Harley, I don't believe that. I'm going to ask the kid.
Go ahead and ask him. Oh, Nora Martin, Leonard Sue, come on in here, kid.
Say, Nora, did Eddie kiss you in Chicago?
I should say not. Nora was out with me every night. Where'd you know?
Well, Leonard is right. He bought a big bag of gumdrops. Black one for him and red one for me. Then he drove out in his car to a lonely road.
Yes. But it was so dark, we had to leave.
Leave? I don't understand. Leave? Why?
We couldn't tell the black ones from the red ones.
Am I glad I have girls?
Harry,
yeah.
Did you hear the man who took your place in the program last Wednesday in the hotel, Kelly?
Yes. Uh-huh. And I want to say, in all seriousness, he was just there.
There! Harry, how can you talk that way about your pal, Joe Kelly? He's a wonderful guy. I had him to dinner every night in Chicago, the State Police, the Pump Room, the Singapore.
Dinner every night.
You what?
All right. Eddie Cantor, if you ever speak to me again, I'll never speak to you again.
What is this all of a sudden, Harry? What's the matter? What got into you?
Well, I've been your announcer for 5 years. And have you ever taken me out to dinner?
Harry, I didn't know you spoke that
way. Well, now stop it. Stop it. I never asked you to take me to those swell restaurants like Romanoff or the Brown Derby. I'd be satisfied to go to Twisty. With you.
All right, Harry. All right. So I took Joe Kelly to dinner a few times for what?
Well, you could have been discreet. You didn't have to take him to Chicago's biggest restaurant for all my friends to see.
Harry, please.
I'm not going to play second fiddle. You're not going to make another job-cutting wife out of me.
Harry, if I hurt you, I'm sorry. You're about the best friend I ever had. You're so faithful. You follow me around like a two-strained banana.
Why don't you ever take me to dinner?
You'd like one, too.
All right. Go on. I'm quitting.
Quitting?
You can go ahead and sign up Joe Kelly. See if I care. A big quiz kid. He's so smart, he knows everything. Go ahead, sign it. I hope some night when he gets to the part where he's supposed to say, in starring Eddie Cantor, I hope he says...
You hope he says what?
Your real name.
How can you talk like that, Harry?
I talk like that. Goodbye, Quitter. I'm Kent. It's not going to be easy, you know, to explain this to my 6-week-old baby. Eddie Cantor by himself.
Will you stop acting so foolish? You're my radio announcer. The way you talk, you think we were married.
Married or not, I gave you a baby boy bearing your name.
Given to me, you just named him after me.
Well, you don't know what I went through. Now I'm going to change his name. I'm through. You hear me? I'm finished. I'm going out to forget you and Joe Kelly. Oh, my God, don't worry. There are other women in court, John. My heart may be broken. My spirit may be crushed. But I'll carry on like Pagliacci. I'll laugh.
My goodness, what brought that on? Nora, Lynn, I've got to collect my thoughts. Let's make music, will you?
I was walking down the street,
down the street, down the street.
I met somebody who was mighty sweet,
mighty fabulous.
I asked her, would she like to have a talk?
Have a talk?
Make with some talk. All the fellas standing on the walk, wishing they were me. Mama, mama, let me dress up tonight.
Dress up tonight, dress up tonight.
I've got a secret, gonna fetch up tonight.
Gonna dance by the light of the moon.
Gonna dance with a bottle with a hole in the pocket while the nurse is knocking at the door. Gonna dance with a bottle with a hole in the pocket. Dance by the light of the moon. Got more kisses than a candy store.
Candy store, candy store.
We the band I've ever had before. Till I keep on crying for more. And now the young man with his horn, Leonard Stooks.
By the light of the moon.
Oh, that was very good. Come in, Nora. You're a lovely voice, Nora. I guess we come in. Mr. Santa, I was told to deliver this record to you. Now, Hollywood phone record you. Record your voice and send it to your nearest friend or relative.
Probably someone trying to get a job in the program. Maybe somebody, you know? Maybe somebody's auditioning for Bonjour already. You get around fast, don't they?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is George Stewart, Harry Bonjour. But although I am no longer associated with that owl-eyed, two-time and double-crossing little candy, whose right name I won't say here because it's only a half-hour program. I still feel responsible for my millions of friends. And if I can no longer be of any help to candy, I can be of help to you. So look, if you ever wake up in the morning feeling sluggish and out of sorts, used to need a relaxative, take a glassful of sparkling South Atlantic. For sound hypnotical, taken then will bring quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to wait until night to take the laxative you need right away. You don't have to risk feeling miserable all day. You take sound hypnotical the moment you need it and get quick, gentle relief. What more, sound hypnotical gives you this additional advantage.
This famous saline helps sleep and upsets stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of sound hypnotical from your drug. Remember, this coffee is only as you wait. Keep it handy in your home and in your place of business. Then, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better. Thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatic.
Well, it's such a wonderful voice. I tell you, sir, I really took this job.
Ask Joe Kelly, you jerk.
I wonder what he's calling. Maybe George against the bunker. Oh, no, no, no. You can't do that for an innocent baby, no. Call him George Jessman a month or so if you wanted to get him Harry. I've got to get Harry back somehow. I must find him.
Oh, yeah. What kind of work are you doing? I'm not proud. A wife, baby.
What about digging ditches?
Nothing doing. I don't think a wife and baby are strong enough for that.
Stephen Hutton is still in day camp on George Miller's land.
For a real rest, sweetly rest, all wool Indian blankets. We are fortunate to have with us one of the workers in our native blanket factory, a full-blooded Albuquerque Indian. He is Chief Laughing Boy.
He works for Wrestler Company. It's fine blanket. Wrestler blanket.
R-E-S-T-A-N-K-E-T. Red Scott? Blanket. Red
Scott Blanket.
That's all about
it. What about right now? What do I get?
Oh, yeah. There's a blanket.
Oh, he got jealous because I treated Joe Kelly to a few dinners. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. No. No.
That
is Eddie standing there. You know it all there, little fella. How is little Eddie today? You're wondering where your father is here.
Dinner?
No, for a nap. I'd like to invite you, Eddie, but I have such an enormous appetite, I can't stand to have guests for dinner.
Why, are you embarrassed?
No, but first thing you know, somebody asks you to pass the salt, and you have to stop eating.
Professor, you should hang the salt from the ceiling in a yo-yo. Then you could stuff yourself without losing a stroke. You know what I mean?
That's a wonderful idea, Eddie. Now, come over for dinner tomorrow and we'll try it out.
Fine, Don. What time do you have dinner?
Oh, I eat every hour on the hour.
Now, what do you do between meals?
Supper!
Look, John, I didn't come here for food. Mrs. Von Zell sent me. We're looking for Harry.
Harry isn't here.
He's not, huh? Are you sure?
Well, it's a cinch. I haven't got him in my pocket.
No, but you could have him under your vest.
All right, come into the house and I'll unbutton my vest.
If you unbutton your vest, there won't be any room in the house. Look, anyway, John, I've been all over town looking for Harry Von Zell. He walked out on me tonight.
Walked out on you? Eddie, how could Harry do that? You have a contract?
No, Don. You see, with me, it's just a handshake, and that's all there is to it.
You just take half.
Yes. Then I squeeze till I get what I want, and it's a deal. Don, look, until Harry comes back, do you think you could fill in sort of on...
Oh, now, Eddie, I wouldn't want to cut Bonzel's throat and take his job. Besides, I'm very happy working for Jack Benny on the Lucky Strike program.
Jack doesn't pay you money, does he?
Listen, what do you think started the real cigarette shortage?
Look, Don Wilson, why don't you get smart? Come to work for me and make yourself some real Salopatica.
Well, I'm sorry, Eddie, awfully sorry. If Harry Von Zell had reason to quit you, it wouldn't be right for me to take his job. I'd starve first.
But he didn't have reason. He was just jealous because I was in Chicago. I took our guest announcer, Joe Kelly, out for dinner. That's all.
Nevertheless, I couldn't take Harry's job. Like I told you before, I'd rather start. What'd you have for dinner, huh?
Oh, steak and chops and
steak.
I took him to all the best restaurants.
Oh, well, Eddie, do you always take your announcers to dinner?
Yes, every hour on the hour, Don. Yes.
Well, Eddie, I'd like to work for you, but still, I wouldn't want to cut Von Zell's throat by taking his job.
That's how you feel about it, huh?
Yes. Of course, if you'd like to cut his throat...
Yes?
Well, Eddie, let me put it this way. You're on the air Wednesday. I work for Benny Sunday. Monday, I do nothing. Tuesday, I do nothing. Wednesday, I do nothing but nothing.
Don, I'm almost sure we can get together on a deal. Although there's one thing about Von Zell I don't think you could ever replace. You see, all my life...
Oh, the telephone, Eddie. Pardon me while I run into the next room and answer.
Go ahead, Don. If that guy can run, I've seen everything.
Oh, hello, Don. This is Harry Von Zell. Hey, guess what? I just quit Eddie Chambers.
I know. He's here now.
Oh, at your house, huh? Probably asking you to take my job.
Yes, that's right.
What did you say?
What do you think?
Oh, gosh, Don, I don't know how to thank you.
Thank me, Harry? Well, you don't have to thank me. After all, if Jack Benny asked you to take my job, what would you say?
What do you think?
Well, Harry, I'm going to miss hearing you talk about Salopatica and Fruché.
Oh, Don, you mean you really listen to me?
Do I? Why, Harry, I've listened to you so much, I know every word you say.
You do?
Sure. Use Fruché, the beforehand lotion.
Yeah.
Fruché, spelled Prushay.
That's good.
For women who put their hands in hot, soapy water will find the Fruché, the beforehand lotion...
Help keep their hands...
Don't pop me, Harry, I know it. Helps keep their hands soft, smooth, and lovely. So, ladies, if you want to keep your hands looking lovelier, smooth a little creamy Fruché on them before you do your soap and water job. Fruché's protection.
Fruché's beforehand protection.
Oh, all right, Harry. Fruché's beforehand protection will then help guard your hands from the rough drying effects of a hot, soapy water. So begin today to use Fruché. Well, there you are, Harry. Am I not a good friend of yours? Don't I know it word for word?
You know it too well to be a good friend of mine, Flubber.
So long, fastball.
Well, Eddie. I'm here in the den, Don. I was just admiring all these Lucky Strike cigarettes you had. Gosh, there's so many here, a person couldn't even count them.
Yes, they could. There are exactly 670.
Want to bet?
Well, anyway, Eddie, old pal, getting back to your offer...
Now, here's the thing. I know you're a great announcer, but there are a couple of little sentimental things between Harry and me that I don't think you could ever replace. For instance, Harry and I are buddies.
We used to always exchange Christmas presents.
Well, Eddie, I could arrange that.
And Harry used to drive me to rehearsals.
Well, I could arrange that, too.
And then, after years of wishing for a son to bear my name, Harry had a baby boy.
Well, if I see Harry, I'll tell him you were looking for him.
Mrs. Bonzell, I just came from Don Wilkins' home. Harry is not there.
Well, I sent for the head of the missing persons bureau. He's in the next room.
Come in. How do you do? Welcome, the mad Russian.
Russian.
Yes.
Mrs. Bonzell sent for the head. Mrs. Bonzell sent for the head of the Bureau of Missing Persons. Why are you here?
I'm taking his place.
Why?
He's missing.
Do you think you can solve this case?
Most of course. Just show me the body.
Body? Why, there's no one dead around here.
Let me hear you breathe. Sorry, you had me fooled.
Your friend.
Husband,
don't worry, I'll find him. Just give me a clue.
My husband weighs 200 pounds and stands 5'10" in his stocking feet.
Good. That eliminates everybody wearing shoes.
Oh, Russian.
We're wasting time with him.
You're right. The Russian knows nothing about finding this in person.
Ridiculous. That's all. Once the police were looking for a beautiful girl for 3 months.
Yes.
But they couldn't find her.
No.
And all the time, I knew where she was.
Well, why didn't you let the police know?
Silly boy.
Mrs. Bonzell, I'm very sorry. The Russian will never find her.
But I will, if you answer these important questions. Mrs. Bonzell.
Go on.
I must know every move Harry has made. Tell me exactly. What does your husband do around the house? Don't answer that question.
Answer it, Mrs. Bonzell. What did Harry do around here?
Well, he took care of the baby. He did the shopping, the cooking, the washing, the ironing.
I'll find him. And when I do...
Yes?
I'll marry him.
Get going, Russell, and report to me at the studio.
Find Harry?
No, I didn't. The Russian was looking for him.
But I'm not worried. I'm Eddie Cantor. Who needs Bonzell? Who needs Bonzell?
Mr. Cantor, you'd better find Harry.
Leonard, I'm telling you, I'm Eddie Cantor. Who needs Bonzell?
But the sponsor phoned and said without Bonzell, they don't want you. I'm Eddie Cantor. Who needs Bonzell? Play for me, Leonard. This may be the last time I sing.
There'll be a Yankee Christmas everywhere. There'll be a Yankee Christmas everywhere. From New Guinea to Nome, from China to Rome, a Yankee Christmas everywhere. There'll be a jubilation everywhere. There'll be the sound of carols in the air. There'll be snowflakes to see, if only in dreams, and home sweet home in every prayer. Every God overseas, we'll be sharing Christmas pie and memories. Every care will depart when those jingle bells ring out in every heart. Wherever there's a liberated town, there'll be a GI and Santa Claus around. He'll put under the tree a new victory for a Yankee Christmas all over the world. Yes, and for every liberated town over there, there's a war full of wounded Yanks over here, fighting men in hospitals today who were on the firing line yesterday. And if there's to be a Yankee Christmas everywhere,
Let's see that the wounded heroes here get their share. We've already sent our packages to the boys overseas. Now will you join with me, with the American Legion, and with the Department Stores of America in making sure that every sick, wounded man in the service hospital is remembered? Make up a package and send it to your nearest American Legion post. Or if you purchase it in a department store, ask the question delivered. Come on, Americans. Let's give a gift to a Yang who gave.
Let's go under the tree, gift of your black tree.
For a Yankee Christmas,
a Yankee Christmas,
for a boy wherever they be. Nora Leonard.
I didn't know how Bonzo felt about the whole thing. We've got to get hold of Bonzell or we're all out of a job.
Got it.
Oh, is it that bad?
Any candle speaking.
Semper, I had to call you right away.
Yes, Russian.
Bonzo's got blonde hair, blue eyes, a beauty mark on the cheek, loose-ish red lips, and a dimple in the chin.
Russian, are you crazy?
Okay, Chief, just as I thought.
You see, honey, you'll have to come along with me.
I love to say, each Wednesday with you. This time next week, I may be through. I'm telling you just how I feel.
Harry, come out wherever you are. Harry, you must come back. Will you be here next Wednesday, Harry? Will I be here next Wednesday? The people will be listening in to find out. Even if you're mad at me, Harry, you've got to remember the people. And remember the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica with a smile of health and True Shade, the beforehand lotion. Please come back, Harry. Wherever you are, Harry, call me, Harry. Call me collect, Harry. I'll be at your house waiting for the call, Harry. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Come back, Harry, please.
Wait a minute. This is where Harry Bonzell usually tells people about Minute Rub, and he's not here. And certainly somebody suffering from a cold and should know about Minute Rub, because Minute Rub's a great help. Helps relieve those uncomfortable and annoying cold symptoms. And in a minute, too. You just massage a little Minute Rub on your back and chest. In a minute, you'll feel a comforting sensation of warmth, as Minute Rub helps soothe that cold discomfort. At the same time, Minute Rub's menthol vapors help relieve that clogged up feeling in the nose and throat. So why don't you help yourself to fast relief with this modern chest rub, Minute Rub. MINITERUB. Minute Rub.
National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.